每早晨，这都是新的。神的诚实极其广大。亲爱的听友，弟兄姊妹，早安。你现在收听到的是中英文双语灵修每日隽语。
9月4日，基督最伟大的工作。因我们并不是与属血气的征战，乃是与那些执政的、掌权的、管辖着幽暗世界的以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战。以弗所书6:12。耶稣工作了一生之久，但耶稣所做的最伟大的工作不是在他的木匠铺里，也不在把水变成酒的迦拿婚宴上。耶稣所做的最伟大的工作不是使瞎子看见、聋子听见、哑巴说话，甚至是死人复活。耶稣所做的最伟大的工作不是作为一个有权柄的人去教导，也不是严厉地谴责法利赛人的假冒为善。耶稣所做的最伟大的工作不是他呈现给人类的伦理纲领，这伦理纲领已经成为西方文化的基石。那么耶稣所做的最伟大的工作是什么呢？他所做的最伟大的工作是在加略山上那3个小时的黑暗时间里完成的。基督最伟大的工作就是为我们受死。让我们来一同祷告。我的天父，生活的征战必须去面对，但我知道没有你就无法去面对他们。奉主耶稣基督的圣名，阿们。
你现在收听到的是中英文双语灵修每日隽语。
September 4th, the greatest work of Christ. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Ephesians 6:12. Jesus worked all his life, but the greatest work that Jesus did was not in the carpenter's shop, nor even at the marriage feast of Cana, where he turned the water into wine. The greatest work that Jesus did was not when he made the blind to see, the deaf to hear, the dumb to speak, nor even the dead to rise. The greatest work that Jesus did was not when he taught as one having authority,or when he scathingly denounced the Pharisees for their hypocrisy. The greatest work that Jesus did was not in the great ethical program he presented to mankind, that program which has become the foundation for Western culture. What then was his greatest work? His greatest work was achieved in those 3 dark hours on Calvary. Christ's greatest work was dying for us.Let us pray. The battles of life must be faced, but I know they will not be faced without you, my Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. you.